And on today's episode of the Rataflex podcast, another passionate topic of mine, another reminder, quick message to employers, hiring managers, please stop making snap decisions on candidates based on a 30-second glance of a resume. Okay? Stop it. Stop it. Stop making hiring decisions just on whether or not the resume matches bullet point for bullet point on the job spec. And I could go on and on and on about this topic. But most of the hiring managers out there, executives, people that are VPs, directors, managers, C-level, think about your own career for a minute. Just take a deep breath. Think about your own career. Some of the jobs you got, some of the promotions you got, in fact, probably most of them, you weren't qualified on paper to get it. You weren't. I mean, think about your own career. When you first got that CEO job, if you're a CEO listening to this, were you really qualified the first time? No. Somebody gave you an opportunity. You know why they gave you the opportunity? Because you had character. You had attributes. There were things about you that told the hiring group that you had lots of potential and that you were ready for the next spot, even though you didn't have any experience in that area. And I'm not just talking to CEOs. I'm talking to any hiring manager. When you got promoted the first time, or you got hired somewhere else at a bigger level, you, quite frankly, you were not qualified at the time. So stop looking at all the people that you're interviewing and telling yourself, oh, they're not qualified. If you're meeting with Mary, and Mary is a manager, and she's been a manager for 5 years, and she has great references, awesome people skills, some major accomplishments, great education, and you see lots of characteristics in her that you saw in yourself, and she's applying for a director level position, give her a shot, right? Stop going, oh, well, she's never been a director before, so we're going to pass on her. That stuff drives me nuts. When I'm talking to hiring managers or clients, it just kills me. I look at my own career. For those of you that have listened to this podcast and you know my own profile, well, guess what? The first time I was made a store manager, I hadn't been a store manager before. The first time I was a district manager, guess what? I hadn't been a district manager before. I wasn't really qualified. The first time I was promoted to COO of a $40 million company, you think I was qualified? No. The first time I was president of a $40 million company, you think I was qualified? Not really. No, but there was potential, right? I had done a lot of things to bring me to that point. Somebody interviewed me and gave me that opportunity, just like they gave it to you. You, the person listening to this podcast. Okay, somebody gave you opportunities to get to the next level. Somebody gave you shots at things that you weren't qualified for. So please, I'm so passionate about this topic. Please stop glancing at resumes and saying somebody's not qualified. If you've hired a recruiting firm and they have spent time dissecting a candidate and getting to know them and checking their characteristics and their personality and their references and their follow-up and their work ethic and their accomplishments, if you've hired a firm to do that, then trust their judgment on it. If they're putting somebody in front of you that says, hey, this person is ready for this spot, then you need to have some faith. And then interview that person and look at them and say, wow, is this candidate, are they like me? Are they just waiting for that opportunity? Are they ready for the next level? Remember, somebody did it for you, right? Somebody gave you that opportunity because you weren't qualified when you got some of those jobs. Anyway, now I'm ranting, repeating myself, but I think you understand the message. And there is your Rataflex tip of the day.